You're listening to SBS News.
Easing restrictions too soon could trigger a second wave of coronavirus infections in Australia. That's a warning from the Grattan Institute's new report, Coming Out of COVID-19 Lockdown, The Next Steps for Australian Healthcare. The release of the report comes as Victoria extends its state of emergency by at least 4 weeks and reimposes some restrictions due to a significant rise in cases. Dr. Stephen Duckett is the Grattan Institute's Health Program Director and co-author of the report.
The Commonwealth Government especially was urging the states to lift the restrictions early. And what we've seen is that was the wrong decision. That was the wrong call. The right call would have been to keep the restrictions just a little bit longer to get rid of more infection, so the risk of infection spreading was going to be lower and we could have been in a much better situation today than we actually are.
Government figures show more than 80% of new COVID-19 cases in Australia in the past 7 days have been recorded in Victoria. Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, says complacency around social distancing measures has played a significant role in the uptick of the state's caseload.
There's fatigue about this globally. This has been going on since the beginning of the year, and it is incredibly hard to sustain behaviours that are not natural to us. We all want to see friends, we all want to see family, we all want the kind of psychological break of doing things that are normal. And so, yes, there has been a drop-off in the kind of constraints that people have put on their lives. That's happened across the world.
Dr. Stephen Duckett says it's vital complacency around social distancing measures is stamped out. He says if it isn't, other parts of the country could see a resurgence in cases.
This complacency is something we're going to have to worry about all the time. We are still in Victoria and New South Wales living with the coronavirus circulating in our communities, so we've got to be careful all the time.
He says ensuring people remain vigilant when it comes to social distancing measures largely relies on simple and consistent government messaging.
I think the signal the Victorian government has sent is that, look, these people breached the restrictions. These people allowed this the pandemic to restart, so we have to be tough on everybody. And so sending the signal, we are going to toughen up to stop things getting really out of control.
Professor Brett Sutton says Victorian authorities are focusing on educating and engaging with the community to ensure they fully understand the need to maintain social distancing.
There'll be real efforts on engagement, awareness and sustained behaviour change. So we will also have door knocking that will involve non-governmental agencies. We've had an ongoing working relationship with the Victorian Multicultural Commissioner. I've spoken to faith-based groups, and we will work with local trusted community leaders, with CEOs of council, with mayors, to use everything at our disposal to raise awareness, because this is not always just an issue of willful neglect, if you like, of the directions. It is sometimes literally lack of awareness.
Dr. Stephen Duckett says the reopening of workplaces poses a particular infection risk, especially given coronavirus spreads more rapidly indoors. He says offices should be reopened slowly, with as many people continuing to work from home as possible to limit the risk of infection.
With workplaces, especially large workplaces, there's a lot of interaction. A lot of interaction in the kitchen, a lot of interaction, people moving to see each other. It's very hard to do. You know, you can always sort of, when you're conversing with someone, you want to be closer than 1.5 metres apart. It's going to be hard on all of us to do that, but it has to be done.
He says if a second wave of infections does emerge, the restrictions placed on Australians might need to be even tougher than the first time around.
One of the things about infections is that you've got to get on top of them and get on top of them quickly. So you've got to stop the spread through testing and contact tracing, locking down townships or suburbs if you can. So it means if we're going to control the spread, we've got to continue to be vigilant. We've got to continue to be quite tough on lockdown restrictions.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.